Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. It used to be that patients diagnosed with advanced melanoma had few treatment options and little hope for a cure. But that's changing, thanks in part to immunotherapy drugs such as interferon, interleukin-2, and a new drug called ipilimumab. With this family of drugs, doctors at UPMC now have therapeutic options for this most serious form of skin cancer.
The pillars of traditional cancer therapy include surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy. In the 90s, as we had begun our investigations of a variety of new immunotherapies, these really came into play as well. The most enduring role for immunotherapy has been found in melanoma. We believe this is because of its immunological interaction with the host and the fact that we can capitalize upon that to make treatment advances. It has really been only with the advent of immunotherapy, of interleukin-2, of interferon alpha, and now of ipilimumab that we have several immunotherapy modalities to treat this disease. Ipilimumab able to cure patients with advanced disease, interferon alpha able to cure patients treated in the adjuvant setting earlier when surgery is given, but we know the chance for relapse is high. In the 90s, we learned that the group that had been treated with the interferons had both improved survival and improved relapse-free interval in those trials, and that that benefit was several times larger than the benefit of interferon given for the treatment of advanced inoperable melanoma. We now know that interferon treatment increases the immune cell infiltration of melanoma. Ipilimumab has been tested first in advanced disease, and it is there that the same kind of benefit has been shown. The ability to prevent mortality for the first time has been seen, which is really a new finding with ipilimumab. What we are now testing at UPMC and in the Hillman Cancer Center is whether ipilimumab will work as well as interferon for the prevention of disease relapse, for the adjuvant treatment of patients at high risk of relapse and mortality after surgery. The real question is, will the two agents, ipilimumab and interferon, give us better results in combination than either alone can attain? The studies that have been pioneered at UPMC include the neoadjuvant treatment with interferon alpha, which was studied in the 2005 to 2008 window of time. More recently, we've studied the neoadjuvant benefit of ipilimumab, a trial begun in 2008 and finished and reported to the national meetings in the last year. Today, we are going to be beginning the neoadjuvant treatment of patients with high-risk, bulky nodal disease using the combination of interferon alpha and ipilimumab. The UPMC Cancer Centers and the melanoma program at the UPCI are leaders in the treatment of patients with melanoma, both in the exploration of new molecular therapies for advanced disease and for the testing of vanguard ideas like the combination of ipilimumab plus interferon in neoadjuvant treatment of disease. For patients with high-risk, bulky nodal disease, we have unique options in the combination of ipilimumab and interferon. And for other settings of disease, I think we will soon see the advent of molecular therapies combined with immunotherapies, which are a truly exciting new prospect.
Immunotherapeutic agents give patients diagnosed with advanced melanoma promise for a reduction in recurrence and, in some cases, remission, improving the quality of life for patients diagnosed with advanced melanoma.